From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Kurdish forces are advancing against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday the main Syrian Kurdish fighting force, backed by rebels and U.S.-led coalition warplanes, advanced farther into Raqqa province in northern Syria in a bid to capture the key border town of Tal Abyad. The activist group said that Kurdish forces laid siege to the Islamic State-held town of Saluk, about 10 kilometers from Tal Abyad. The fighting has forced thousands of people to flee to Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees gathered near the Turkish border Saturday in an attempt to escape the violence. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says a final nuclear agreement between Tehran and six world powers is within reach this month, provided that no new issues arise in the days ahead. The Iranian president said that the Islamic Republic will allow inspections of its nuclear facilities, but would not accept a UN inspection plan that jeopardizes what he called state secrets. Iran is negotiating with six world powers to reach a deal by June 30th that would limit Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. Oman has accepted for resettlement six Yemeni men who were detainees at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. Defense Department said in a statement Saturday that it is grateful for Oman's willingness to help ongoing efforts to close the detention facility. Some in the international community have condemned the jail at the U.S. naval base, where dozens of prisoners have been held without being charged or tried. This is VOA News. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held the first major rally of her run for the White House, outlining a progressive agenda promising to promote equal opportunity and to fight for a hard-pressed middle class. In a nationally televised address from Roosevelt Island in New York, Mrs. Clinton told thousands of supporters she was running for president for all Americans, including those left behind after the recession.
America can't succeed unless you succeed. That is why I am running for president of the United States.
Clinton, a Democrat, launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing the crowded field of candidates vying to run against her as out of touch with a diverse electorate. The former Secretary of State will begin campaigning in Iowa on Sunday. A man who attacked the Dallas, Texas police headquarters with gunfire and explosives early Saturday has been found dead after being shot by a police sniper. The hours-long ordeal began early Saturday morning when the unidentified suspect fired multiple shots at Dallas police headquarters and left behind at least two explosive devices. Officers later cornered the attacker in his armored van in a Dallas suburb. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said that his sniper team fired through the van's windshield a few minutes later when they glimpsed the suspect inside the vehicle. Brown said the attacker had one thing in mind: killing police.
Just preliminarily, we believe this suspect meant to kill officers and took time to discharge that weapon multiple times to accomplish their wanting to harm our officers.
More than 7 hours after the shooting began, a Dallas police spokesman posted on the department's Twitter account that the suspect was indeed dead in the vehicle. President Obama used his weekly media address to again ask that the House of Representatives pass a key part of his free trade agenda. Mr. Obama said the worker retraining program, known as Trade Adjustment Assistance, will help preserve American jobs.
And if I did not think that smart new trade deals were the right thing to do for working families, I wouldn't be fighting for it. This is the right thing to do.
On Friday, the House of Representatives voted down the training program, despite last-minute lobbying by the president. Congressional Democrats have said the president's trade agenda risks outsourcing American jobs to other countries. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.